cattle future sagged on Friday. Threatened U.S. tariffs on Mexican imports were reportedly suspended Friday night, but trade issues are weighing on U.S. beef exports. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmal. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 10th of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended up generally $2 to $3 lower last week on a live basis at $112 to $113 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and at $114 to $115 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was also $2 to $3 lower at $183 to $184. Cattle futures, especially feeder cattle, closed sharply lower on Friday. Along with sharp pressure on lean hogs, there is likely plenty of trepidation related to the tariffs scheduled to begin on Mexican imports Monday unless negotiators reached a resolution on the illegal immigration issue. Friday night, those tariffs were suspended, according to various reports. No details given, but if that's the case, perhaps it paves the way for ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.16 lower on Friday, across a range of 67 cents to $1.50 lower. Week to week, except for $1.55 lower in spot June, live cattle futures closed an average of $1.06 higher, across a range of 22 cents to $1.57 higher. The story and finished cattle markets continue to be the strong basis, where live cash prices are trading $5 to $6 higher than June live cattle futures, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee. In his weekly market comments, he explains that for cattle feeders who hedged the sale of cattle prior to April 23rd, the positive basis protected against the huge futures price decline and allowed those cattle feeders to capture the basis value. At the same time, he notes, the positive basis provides good reason to stay current with marketings, which will keep pulling cattle through the system. As mentioned in Friday's Cattle Current, grading percentages and carcass weight suggest fed cattle marketing remains aggressive and current. Although carcass quality in May was higher year over year with an average of 78.36% grading choice and prime, the average was 1.86% less month to month compared to a decline of 0.84% the previous year. As for carcass weights, average dress steer weight sunk to 842 pounds the week ending May 25th, the lightest of the year. Although a seasonal decrease is unsurprising, dropping 7 pounds from the previous week and 6 pounds from the previous year speaks to heavy, timely marketing. Wholesale beef values were steady on moderate demand and light offerings through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 6 cents higher at $222.31 a hundredweight. Select was 24 cents lower at $206.92. Week to week, choice was 90 cents lower and select was down 77 cents. Despite some recovery in cattle futures, increasing beef production, trade tensions, and grain price uncertainty continued to weigh on cash calf and feeder cattle markets last week. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold $1 to $5 a hundredweight lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. AMS analysts add auction receipts lagged behind a year ago by 50,000 head as analysts scrutinize the number of placements in May and June due to the unusually large placement number in April. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.35 lower on Friday. Week to week, though, they were an average of $2.41 higher across a broad range, recovering about 27% of the previous week's steep losses. That was thanks to strong gains Tuesday and Wednesday as corn futures softened. Those corn futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, they are an average of 11 cents lower through the front three contracts. Keep in mind, though, the previous 2 weeks, they were up an average of 22 cents through the front six contracts. Monday's crop progress report will likely drive near-term direction. The previous week, corn planting was record slow with just 67% in the ground as of June 2nd. Planting was even slower in most key corn states. In sum, for last week, AMS analysts say, despite some good gains in cattle futures, the previous week's sharp break, plentiful supplies, and seasonal weakness coming for the summer months still paints a bearish attitude. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Friday. Apparently, much of the support came from significantly fewer new jobs than expected. Although counterintuitive, the notion is that the anemic numbers will help encourage the Fed to cut interest rates. Total non-farm employment increased by 75,000 in May compared to the previous month, according to the Employment Situation Summary from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls in May increased by 6 cents to $27.83. Over the year, average hourly earnings are up 3.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 263 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 29 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 126 points. Although U.S. beef exports continued at a strong pace in April, they faltered from year-earlier levels beneath the weight of ongoing trade issues. For instance, Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, points out that while holding its own in Japan, exports to that nation were 6% less than the previous year in both volume and value. As of the 1st of April, Hallstrom explains, the duty for U.S. beef exports to Japan remained at 38.5%, while the duty for key competitors is 26.6%. He emphasizes it's absolutely essential that the U.S. secures an agreement that will level the playing field. Overall, April U.S. beef exports totaled 105,241 metric tons, which was 5% less year over year, and export value is down slightly at $674.2 million. That's according to data released by USDA and compiled by the USMEF. For January through April, exports were 4% below last year's record pace and volume, and 1% lower in value at $2.58 billion. Beef export value per head of fed slaughter in April averaged $305.61, which was 7% less than a year earlier. The January through April average of $308.34 per head was down 3% from a year ago. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 10th of June. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.